Going to war takes courage. Sometimes coming home takes the same. U.S. combat veterans who have survived life-threatening injuries can find the transition from hot zone to home life a difficult one. In New Orleans, an organization called Bastion is offering a hand. Today, we're talking to Bastion founder and executive director Dylan Tett about the innovative community he is building in Gentilly for wounded veterans and their families. Good morning, Dylan, and thank you so much for joining us.
Great to be here. Thanks, Renee.
So tell us what Bastion is.
Well, to the naked eye, Bastion is 39 double family homes, so 78 residential units, scattered on a 5.5 acre property with a great lawn for recreation and a wellness center for health and education programming. But what is maybe less obvious is Bastion as an intervention is addressing injuries like traumatic brain injury, or you've heard about the suicide epidemic, the mental health crisis. And, you know, what we're doing is more or less recreating the military family. You know, if you consider a warrior who stood shoulder to shoulder with someone and depended on them for their safety and vice versa, and then medically evacuate them off the battlefield, they wake up in a hospital and they're discharged after post-acute care. That in itself is a type of loss, a traumatic loss. And that sense of service doesn't have to end. That service to your community never ends. That's the kind of spirit that we baked into the housing program.
You're a West Point graduate. You have a master's degree in public health. You have experience in construction. Plus, you served in Iraq. So that gives you some real insight into both the need and the solution.
You hit on it in your opening remarks about courage. You know, yes, I was all those things. And I thought I understood what courage was. And then I returned home. I struggled with my demons, and I found myself in Colorado at an outdoor adventure camp for kids who lost their dad in Iraq and Afghanistan. So it's a Gold Star camp. Those kids taught me a new expression of courage, which is the courage to live on. Because you see, I, you know, at my bottom, I had given up, and I wanted to end my life. That's when I checked into the VA and got the help I needed. But yeah, this has been a passion project, you might say.
So give us one story of one person who lives in the complex or is moving into the complex.
So let me tell you about our very first resident who we moved in January. I met Rick through another veteran service organization called The Mission Continues. He was living in his truck in New York, wasn't working out over there. I think he had $300 left in his checking account. This is someone with tremendous talent, tremendous skills, served his country in Iraq and was homeless. And our property manager, Lateran Bloom, was insistent. They wanted to hire a veteran to be the property manager of Bastion. So we sent them Rick's resume. They hired him. So he's not only our first resident, but our property manager as well. And, you know, I think Rick and I are very similar in that our injuries are not so visible. There are invisible injuries as a result of serving in combat and then just trying to reintegrate back into society. And so just in my anecdotal assessment, Rick's life's been transformed.
How big is the problem?
RAND estimates there are about 400,000 service members who have experienced a traumatic brain injury since 9/11. So that's the global population. We do know that there's plenty of need here in Southeast Louisiana. There are those who we know who have slipped through the cracks in the continuum of care, and that's why Bastion exists.
Well, I love the can-do spirit of it. Did you ever think you'd get this far?
Well, you know, I've learned it does pay off to be incredibly hard-headed and stubborn, so I found. So, yes, I did, Renee. I saw this day 5 years ago. You know, failure is not an option in my cohort, and I absolutely would not have stopped. until it was done.
Anyone who would like to learn more about Bastion can go to the organization's website at joinbastion.org. They can also read more at nolav.com. Thank you so much, Dylan, for being with us today and telling us about this wonderful project that's happening right here in New Orleans.
My pleasure. Great to be here.
For WWNO and NOLA-V, I'm Renee Peck.